Hello, and welcome to Growing Together with the BMCLA, the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and today we're discussing the application process and some updates, exciting updates on the medicinal cannabis industry with Mr. Stanley Cox, Head of Application and Licensing at the BMCLA. Mr. Cox, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, and thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Thank you so much. So I understand that the process of applying for a license in any of the eight areas of the medicinal cannabis industry is a multi-step process, and there's some important things that one needs to do before you even apply. Can you please walk us through that process?
Certainly. What I want to first say is that you must be 18 years or older to apply. I would encourage any person who's interested in the industry to review the Medicinal Cannabis Industry Act, the guidelines and policies. These policies are available readily on our website at www.bmcla.bb. Before you even apply, please understand that you must develop and prepare a concise operational plan. We've laid that information out in some things that you will need in that plan. Would be about your company structure, your standard operating procedures, quality measures, including financial projections, as well as security protocols. In addition to that, you will need to have that company or business name registered with KIPO so you can actually start your license process before you even start your license process with the BMCLA. As you get started, the application process is totally online. You can access and go through the very intuitive process at www.bmcla.bb. It will take you through and give you all the necessary steps all the way through to complete your application. In doing your application, there's going to be a number of supporting documents you're going to need. These include a police certificate of character. You'll need some ID documentation, as well as the operational plan that I would have spoken about before, and things like the disposal plan, beneficial ownership, etc. One of the things that's most important, you must get those documents prepared and ready so it's an easy flow when you actually apply through the system. So it's nice. Easy and as 1, 2, 3 to get all the way through without any issues. If all goes well, you should have a board decision within a 4-month period. There are some situations where that may take a little longer to do. However, if it does, it's usually circumstances beyond our control, and we will try to rectify that as best as possible. But technically, you can go through and decide on any one or two or multiple of any of our eight category of licenses, including transport, processing, cultivation, laboratory, research and development, retail distribution, export, or import.
Excellent. You already gave us a real comprehensive breakdown there, Mr. Cox. But before we end here today, can you please tell us if there's any businesses that have been able to successfully go through this process of being registered?
I'm glad you asked, Mr. Bell. To date, we have 9 local businesses already approved through the process, and they are rearing and ready to go. This accounts for 25 licenses, except laboratory, but we have our fingers crossed that that's going to be coming on board soon. We are moving and pushing the industry forward as best as we possibly can. So we're definitely looking forward to seeing more applicants coming through the application review process. We have partnered with an international company, GrowRQ, to do our track and trace, which will keep the quality of our medicinal grade cannabis grown on island in top tip shape. So we're looking forward to getting some great results from that partnership and moving forward as we grow together.
That's it. And we really appreciate you going through that process top to tail so we can ensure we have a great industry going forward. Mr. Stanley Cox, thank you so much for your time.
You are most welcome, Mr. Bell. Take
care.
Have
a good one. Take care.
You too.
So come let us go together and come let us grow together in the business of medicine or cannabis. Come let us work together. Let's make the best of this.
For only $10, you can get your hands on the official Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Industry magazine. The 72-page magazine is filled with so much information, like a 37-page cultivation guide on how to grow for medicinal purposes, or the breakdown and payment plan on license fees while learning about an extraction process that is less costly but very efficient. All this and more in the Beige Can Cannabis Magazine, the official industry magazine sold at www.bmcla.bb.